Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and with me today I have a new co-host. Yay! I'm so excited to have a new co-host. I don't just have to talk to myself the whole time. I know, I'm talking to you, and I love you, my listeners, but it's also nice to have someone in studio with me. So, today I have Stacy with me. Hi, Stacy.
Hi.
Stacy is on a couple other podcasts on the podcast network with me as well, so we are having a lot of fun getting to know each other and doing different subjects, different podcasts on various subjects, which is fun. Stacy, what are we going to talk about today?
So, the first thing we're going to talk about, and this was so just all over the internet, was the Who Bit Beyonce thing, or also known as Bitegate.
It sounds a bit like a children's book. Who Bit Beyonce? Or, you know, like, it's a preschool story.
Oh, I see. I get it.
Morality tale.
It sounded to me like the internet version of Clue. Like, she was bit here with the teeth in the hall by Colonel Mustard.
Nice. That Colonel Mustard, he's just, you know.
It's always Colonel Mustard.
He's inappropriate. He shouldn't be biting people anywhere.
No.
Okay, so who bit Beyonce? Do we know?
It hasn't yet been officially confirmed. There is a main suspect. We all marked off everybody else on our little clue pads. So what evidently happened is this is back at a party in December, but this only just came out recently in an interview that Tiffany Haddish gave with GQ. She says she was at a party. I think it's an after party for Jay-Z's concert. Beyonce was there. Jay-Z was there. A bunch of other people were there. And evidently, someone, an actress who has not been officially named, bit Beyonce on the face.
So this is fascinating to me on several levels. I mean, first of all, that someone bit another human being that wasn't Mike Tyson.
Right.
How did they keep this quiet? It's March. I guess that's my main question. It is March, and we just now have somebody talking about it to GQ.
So this is the thing, is not even how they kept it quiet, but why it's coming out now. Because from things that Tiffany Haddish said later, and I apologize if that's not how you pronounce her last name, but from things she said later, it sounds like she may have signed a non-disclosure agreement about this, but then is talking about it. GQ? So
I have heard, you know, that sometimes at parties like this, they do have to sign non-disclosure agreements, which is a world that I do not live in.
Completely over my head.
Never. I'm just grateful that social media didn't exist when I was in college and those sorts of things. but I've never thought about having to sign a non-disclosure agreement. What happened? I don't know. Is she going to get sued for breaking this non-disclosure agreement?
I don't know. It's not even clear what the non-disclosure agreement is about specifically and when she signed it. Because you would think, if it's typical at these parties to have a non-disclosure agreement, she signed it, you know, at the party or right after the party. And so it's been in effect since December, which would be why we kind of haven't heard about it. Although she had mentioned it on social media before, she hinted at it. But then in the article with GQ, she like specifically said someone bit Beyonce, and that's why this whole thing blew up recently. But it's like, if you had it in December, you couldn't be talking about it now. Or if you're talking about it now and you then just signed the non-disclosure agreement, why didn't it exist back in December?
Right. And I doubt it had, you know, like a time frame. You cannot talk about this until March 25th.
90 days.
Right. Or so. Maybe. I am not a lawyer. I am not an entertainment personality. So I don't know. I know what non-disclosure agreements look like in the advertising world, mm-hmm. that my husband works in. But I don't know what they look like for a celebrity party.
And especially for Beyonce, because this is evidently that people are saying that Beyonce might have been hinting about this when she did a lyric in a song, including, if you're going to party with the queen, you have to sign a non-disclosure. So people are saying that that was related to this when Tiffany Haddish was talking about it previously, but not saying the full thing. So it's like, and a lot of people sort of came after her on social media about this. They're like, why are you talking about this? You're not supposed to talk about this. And she's like, she's putting it out there that she's talking about it in sort of defense of Beyonce, because she evidently, when she was at this party, wanted to go like fight and beat up whoever this actress is that we still haven't fully named. And Beyonce was like, no, don't do that. And
but it's not so much in defense of someone if no one knew it happened.
Well, I guess it's like, I couldn't physically get it out then, but that crazy lady who bit Beyonce, I'm going to just totally set people on her, even though I'm not going to actually specifically say her name.
Right.
So I will leave it up to, I will just mention it and let, you know, the really smart clue players on the internet figure it out, and they can all go after her since I was stopped from physically going after her back at the party.
Is this really wanting to defend Beyonce, or is it more of a bid for attention, would be my next question. I mean, I don't know.
That I don't know either, and that's part of what people are saying, that, you know, this is just her trying to get her name out there using Beyonce's name, because, you know, why did it take so long? And if you've got a non-disclosure, how are you talking about it? And if you've got a non-disclosure that lets you talk about it, why won't you then say the person's name? Why are you starting this whole media storm, which does, you know, get her name out there quite a number of times. Like, people have been tweeting about this for days. Who bit Beyonce? Who bit Beyonce?
Do they actually use the hashtag? What hashtag do they use? Who bit Beyonce or Bitegate?
So I think they use Who Bit Beyonce. Bitegate is just the name given to it, obviously, from Watergate.
Because we have to put gate at the end of everything now. Because...
Every scandal is a gate.
Yes. I keep thinking about the non-disclosure and assuming, you know, what they say about assuming that everyone had to sign it, because parties like this, I would imagine, you know, that's a pretty standard practice. But I am thinking, the silly part of my brain is imagining Beyonce gets bit, and in the midst of people like taking care of her face, and maybe there are medical professionals, I don't know, but she's like, okay, everyone at this party now needs to sign a non-disclosure.
Right? Like, you have to imagine, you know, if this is a general practice for Beyonce's parties, everyone signed it like coming in.
Right.
Like, here, get your lawyer if you need to on the phone. You are not allowed in this building without signing this NDA.
Right. But it makes me laugh that she's like directing from her sitting, you know, she's sitting there and she's getting her face taken care of.
Hi, welcome. Have a drink. Sign the non-disclosure.
Yeah.
Make yourself comfortable.
Interesting. I think
it's very interesting that how many people felt the need to comment on this, like celebrities felt the need to comment on this.
Right. So were they celebrities who were actually at the party or just commenting on it in general?
Both. And I mean, part of that is it's Beyonce. Like,
right.
This is such a weird thing to talk about, but it almost feels like this is what the internet exists for. Anything with Beyonce just becomes this huge, huge thing, to the point that like actual news medias report on this. But so evidently there's a couple of things. Chrissy Teigen, who's very, very popular on Twitter, always on Twitter.
Yes.
Has made it sort of her mission in life to figure out who bit Beyonce. And she tweeted a number of things of like, I think it might be this person. She's the worst. Oh, I'm shocked. It's not actually this person, but I can't say. And I'm like, this, like, you're just teasing. Like the original person who said this, that's just a tease. What are you doing?
Right.
But then other people who were actually at the party and came up on, because someone managed to find a list of, you know, people who were at the party and filter it down by, okay, these are the only people who were actresses at the party, because it was specifically said an actress bit her.
Okay.
So someone managed to find a list and go like, okay, so it must be one of these people. And then those people felt the need to go on Twitter and be like, nope, wasn't me. I didn't do it. So like Lena Dunham's Lena Dunham went on Twitter and said, even though I'm the patron saint of she totally would do that, I did not do that. Because I guess people were really calling her out. Like, you were at that party. Did you bite Beyonce? This totally sounds like something you would do. And she's like, no, didn't do it. Wasn't me. Another actress, Sarah Foster, went on Twitter and she was like, I'm flattered that you all think I could even get that close to Beyonce. And I'm like, yeah, you would actually have had to get, you know, physically close to Beyonce to actually put a bite on her face.
Right.
So, yeah. So now we're actually going to take a short break. Okay. And when we come back, we will say who the official unofficial suspect is right now.
Okay, and then I have a couple other questions too. So
I mean, it is a big thing.
We're going to be talking more about this clearly.
All right, we'll be right back.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. Jordan and Keith is Entertainment Tonight meets Access Hollywood.
I'm Jordan. The guy laughing, that's Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Before our break, we were talking about the mystery of the hour. Who bit Beyonce?
Who bit Beyonce?
Who killed JR? It's really that sort of level.
Twice. Who shot JR twice? I mean, he got shot both times. Dallas was on the air. Yeah.
That's a little before my time.
I didn't actually. Well, not the second one. They brought it back. They rebooted it.
Oh, did they?
And he got shot again. I didn't watch either of them, but I heard that he got shot again. But the actor who played him died, so they had to kill him.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I saw that. I know him better for I Dream of Jeannie, so.
Yes. Aww.
But anyways.
That's way before your time, so you
that
can't
also
claim.
Is. Well, but.
Anyway, so who did bite Beyonce? My question for you is, did Tiffany Haddish, and again, Haddish, I'm sorry if we're mispronouncing her name, Tiffany, did she say why this person supposedly bit Beyonce?
So according to the article she did with GQ, she didn't really know the bite happened at first. She saw something went down, and then Beyonce evidently went and grabbed Jay-Z, and someone later came up and said, oh my God, can you believe that person bit Beyonce? And she later went up to Beyonce and was like, whoa, did that person really bite you? And Beyonce was like, evidently confirmed it. And that was when she threatened to go fight her in Beyonce's defense or honor or what have you. And Beyonce,
I'm sure Beyonce doesn't have people already around that could do
right,
that.
But there's no bodyguards at this party that requires non-disclosures. But Beyonce, according to Tiffany Haddish, evidently said, no, don't start a fight. That person's on drugs. She's not even drunk. She's on drugs. She's not normally like this. Just let it go.
Okay.
So, and I think that is part of why people, when they were trying to figure out who did this, was like, okay, I've got a second clue. It's an actress, and it's someone who would possibly be on drugs. Okay. Like, going down, trying to figure out which actress would possibly be, you know, on drugs at a party with Beyonce.
What if it's her first time on drugs?
And she just, that would like, explain completely why she would bite someone, yes. But I don't know. So that was something people thought they could use. So what came out, one of the actresses' names who was first listed was Sanaa Lathan, who was at this party, I believe, with another musician, I think.
Okay.
And Sanaa Lathan originally went out and said, no, I didn't bite Beyonce, and if I had bit her, it would be a love bite, which is a bit of a...
Okay,
I mean... Sort of, I never did this, but if I did do it...
Right.
It's like, if you... Why would you say if you did do it? Huh. But anyway, so going through, because people...
And did you say she bit her on the face?
On the face.
Okay, so how is biting someone on the face ever a love bite?
Well, here's the thing. So according to, I believe it's TMZ, they said that the bite was not a Mike Tyson, let me separate flesh from your body sort of bite.
So it didn't draw blood or anything?
No, that it was meant to be affectionate, but it was just very startling for Beyonce because, of course, people don't usually bite you on the face ever. So that was a little like, what are you doing right now? And so that was why her reaction was so strong to evidently go get Jay-Z, but then to later be like, no, don't start a fight. I'm not hurt or anything. So according to that, because TMZ, you know, now said, oh, it was meant to be affectionate, and Sanaa Lathan's coming out saying, if I had bit Beyonce, it would have been a love bite. People are now like, oh, 1 + 1 = 2. Oh, if she had done this love bite, affectionate bite, it must be Sanaa Lathan. And this,
so, does she fit the criteria? She's an actress.
She's an actress.
Does she do drugs? That's a terrible question.
I don't, and that has not been confirmed whether or not Sanaa Lathan does do drugs, but it has been from pictures Sanaa Lathan herself posted. It seems pretty certain that she was actually at this party. So they're like, okay, you are an actress. You were at this party on this day. You said the very suspicious thing of, if I had bit Beyonce, it would be in this manner that TMZ later claimed was the manner of the bite. So she's considered to be the sort of, aha, she did it, even though she said she didn't. This is a very interesting story. It's just, it's all over.
Yeah. I mean, this is what social media exists for, so that we can get to the bottom of stories like this and find out really who did bite Beyonce. And was it a love bite? Because that's what I'd want to do if I ever met Beyonce. Here, let me give you a hickey on your face.
I mean, I'd be too terrified to do anything to Beyonce, because as you're seeing, even with Tiffany Haddish, Beyonce's fans are really coming after people on this. Like,
oh, yeah.
Even people who later claimed, you know, I didn't do it, they had to go on partly because people were totally attacking them on social media. Oh, you were at that party and you're an actress. You must have done it. You terrible, terrible. Clearly saying worse things
right,
than that.
Right, right, yes.
But, because, like, having to go on and say, like, no, it wasn't me. Stop attacking me. I didn't do that. Or I wasn't even at that party. So, clearly, there is a huge fan base. And Beyonce does have a huge, huge fan base that is totally ready to just go to social media war for her.
Interesting. Well, that's, you know, good on Beyonce for having really supportive fans. I don't know if she, I mean, I'm sure she cares that she has supportive fans. I'm not sure if she cares that they are defending her supposed bite. Face, I don't know.
Or, I don't even know what to call that.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so if more comes up on that, I'm sure it'll blow up all over again. But for right now, right, it's sort of, we don't know. And Beyonce, here's the thing. Beyonce and Jay-Z have not said anything. Even Beyonce's representative told me that, you know, I can't make any comment on that because I actually have no knowledge of that.
Oh, wow.
So they're keeping mum. They're not saying anything one way or another. They didn't even confirm, I don't think, that this happened.
Maybe no one did bite Beyonce.
Well, here's the other thing. There is a picture that Tiffany Haddish took at this party where Beyonce's face is half hidden. And so that's why people are like, definitely happened. Why is she hiding her face otherwise if this didn't happen?
Because she turned her head when someone was taking a picture and she didn't realize.
Oh, no, she knows it. She's looking into the camera.
Oh,
she, okay. She definitely knows it's happening, but it's just like all these sort of like half confirmed things are people are adding together to go, it did happen and it happened with this person and they did it and maybe on drugs. So interesting story that I'm sure will continue.
Yeah, let's maybe move on. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm so fascinated and slightly appalled at the same time, just at the whole interesting fiasco.
It's the internet.
That's right. So what next?
So another interesting story, though thankfully this one without biting once you hear about it. There was a man who caught on video with a cheetah in his safari car.
Okay.
Like an actual cheetah sitting just right behind him, sort of chewing on the seat. So what happened?
Well, at least he was chewing on the seat.
Right. That's the thing. So this man was on a safari in Serengeti National Park, and the safari guide stopped the car because the animals got really close, mm-hmm. and you don't want to like make any sudden moves, even if you're in a car with the animals, because you know that'll startle them, and startled wild animals are never a good thing.
Right.
So he stopped the car to let the animals sort of, you know, explore if they wanted and get it out their system and go away on their own so they're not being startled. And while he did that, a cheetah leapt onto the hood of the car, which distracted everybody in the car, so they did not actually notice the cheetah that came in through the side door behind this man in the video.
Okay.
And it's just, it's so interesting because when you see the video, I think actually the cheetah almost looks really cute.
Right.
Because it's just in the car and exploring and chewing on the seats, like almost like a really large house cat that could also kill you.
Right.
But so in the video, this man, he looks very calm, but evidently, and obviously his heart was probably going a mile a minute.
I would think so.
He was evidently told by his guide, you know, don't make any sudden moves. Don't make eye contact. Try and keep your breathing and heart rate steady so as not to freak the cheetah out. And he does it. He looks so calm. And he's just like, is this because someone's filming this on their cell phone or something?
Mm-hmm.
So he's not looking, but someone can see through their cell phone from their position in the front of the car. Yes, the cheetah's still there. And he's like, is it still there? Has it left? Because there's for some reason no doors on a safari car.
I wonder what the reason for that is. I mean, I've seen safari cars that have like what looks sort of like cages over the top, and
which
that makes sense to me.
Which is the one I would need.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. So this is less dramatic, but I'll tell you my own wildlife encounter in mm-hmm. this type of situation. When I lived in Texas, my aunt and I went to a game preserve, and you can drive through it, and it's got giraffes and zebras and all kinds of, there are predators as well, mm-hmm. although thankfully we didn't get that close. But the giraffes and the zebras and other animals will come up to your car because you can buy those little cups
things
of
to feed
pellets
them.
To feed uh-huh. them. And we didn't do that.
Okay.
So we didn't have the food, and we apparently ticked off a zebra because... And my aunt owned a Saab convertible at the time. So we're driving uh-huh. through this little preserve in the convertible. And the zebra got ticked off and bit her car.
Wow.
She had zebra tooth marks in the spoiler of her Saab convertible. And when she sold that car a few years ago, I was so sad because someone else will not know why there are zebra tooth marks.
Right. They'd probably just want to get it buffed out.
Yeah. Anyway, I mean, obviously there wasn't a cheetah in our car, but... Animals, they just like to hang out and bite your car.
I never quite understood why people would want to go on a safari I'm like, you know what, I will, if you're at the zoo with cages and several feet between us, fine. I don't really feel the need to get more up and close with animals than that. No thank you.
I think it would be interesting. I mean, I would like to see them in kind of their natural habitat. I do think I would prefer the car with the cage.
Most definitely.
Yeah, I don't want them in the car with me. So,
but this man was amazing because he was really calm, and he said afterward it made him feel, you know, very alive and happy to be alive.
Sure.
Whereas with me, I was like, I would probably have peed my pants and want to leave the country as soon as possible. So good for you for doing that, man. You did it much better than I would have.
Yeah. Good job, man in the car with the cheetah.
All right, we're going to take another short break, but we'll be back. You are listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Our last story today is about Apple, which is a bit technology.
Kind of an Apple?
But
Granny Smith? Fuji?
Apple, the company. Apple, the iPhone, MacBook.
Sorry, I cracked myself up. I'm not even a dad, but I still make the bad dad jokes.
Oh.
Please don't hate me.
So anyways, Apple has released their iOS 11.3, and I don't even know how they do the numbering for iOS. I never really pay attention until mm-hmm. it's like my phone's like, you must update now or what. I'm like, whatever. Okay, sure, fine, whatever.
Okay, so are people angry over this? Because often with updates, people get very angry. Is this the case?
There hasn't been a huge outcry of anger with this, though I'm sure there are some people who were like, oh, this update sucks. Apple updates always suck. I have some Apple products and there have been some updates where I'm just like, why did you do this? And how can I get back to the previous version? Because I hate it. But so far, this one, they're not too strong. But what is interesting on this one and what people, for some reason, are just having a field day with is Apple is in this update, along with the regular bug fixes and, you know, technological things, mm-hmm. has four new animojis. Do you know what animojis are?
Mm-hmm. So little animal faces that you can put in.
So I didn't even know what these were. And then it kept coming, Apple has new animojis. And I'm like, what is Animaniacs? Like, what? What is an animoji? I don't understand. So I had to look this up. These are animated animal emoji things that evidently you can, use your video camera to record something and then put this animal face in place of your own face.
Oh, okay. So I didn't realize it was quite that extensive. I was just picturing like the little animal emojis that are on my phone. I don't have an Apple phone. I have an Android. Mm-hmm. Okay. So this is different than what I was expecting.
Yeah, so it's not the one like you text with. It's an actual thing that moves. And if you want, can be in place. Almost like those Instagram filters where people will put like puppy noses on
right,
their face.
Or Snapchat. Or yeah.
Your okay. whole head is taken up by this animoji. And I actually think they look kind of creepy. I'm not quite sure why people were like, oh, there's new animojis. Oh, I'm so excited. I was like, I think they're a little scary looking because it's this strange disembodied head that's, you know, mouth opening when you're talking or singing. The commercial for it is someone is singing and the animoji head is singing and moving as it sings. And I'm just like, that's a little disturbing to me.
So what kind of new animojis do they have? What kind of animal head could I have if I had an Apple phone?
So the new ones are a bear face, a dragon face, a lion face, and then a skull. Not even a skull face, it's just a skull. I don't know why exactly. But like going of all of them, I looked at the ones, the new ones and the previous ones, and strangely the only one that doesn't completely sort of freak me out is the alien one, but only when the alien one looks like shocked, because normally it's that, you know, strange rounded head with the pointy chin, gray alien looking mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. But then when it has this sort of shocked look on it, its eyes get big, its mouth gets big, and for some odd reason, its head gets these little cute little points on it. And so it suddenly looks like a strange, shocked, like baby pygmy or something.
Okay.
I don't know why I think that's cute, but for some odd reason, it looks really cute when it's shocked, but then the rest of the time, it looks as freaky as the others to me.
Interesting. I don't know what to say to that.
Right? That's a little strange thing.
Or your reaction to the cute alien. I mean, I don't know what to say about that. But anything else interesting on this new release?
Yeah. So there's also Apple has a new feature, I guess you should say, which allows you to chat with businesses and iMessages. There's okay. a number of businesses that have signed up with this, Discover and Hilton and Wells Fargo and Home Depot. And it just, it allows you to get like closer one-on-one feedback with these businesses, which makes sense from the business's point of view to, you know, want to interact more with their customer base. But I kind of feel like, would people really be using this other than like for customer service complaints?
Right. So, I mean, sometimes when you go online, there is, you know, you're doing something and then up pops this little window that says, hi, my name is blah, blah, blah.
You want to chat with me?
And I'm like, no, I don't want to chat with you. I just want to order my whatever it is.
Yeah.
So is it similar to that? Or?
It sounds like it. Like it's the more, you know, right in the moment thing than rather than, you know, writing an email and
right.
waiting for 3 days to get a response that doesn't actually answer your problem. And then you have to write another email or give a call and then sit on hold for an hour.
Right.
You have this ability only on Apple because Apple to immediately talk right to the business and be like, hey, you know what? This product is not so good, or it would be nice if you changed this, or my thing is doing something strange. Help before it kills me.
Right. Right. So that actually, that does have some, sounds like it has some good, could have some good uses. Can I channel my inner old person right now? Because it's just another, I like it and I don't like it as an introvert. That's awesome. I don't have to call.
Right.
But the inner old person in me is like, we're just never going to talk to anyone ever again.
Well, you don't, why would you want, talking is just so overrated. That's not what smartphones are for. They're not actually for talking.
Social media was invented so we don't have to talk to each other face to face.
Exactly. But I think the thing that most people are interested in about this update is it gives you the ability to turn off Apple's battery slowdown thing. So did you hear about this issue?
No.
So Apple, without telling people, had been slowing down battery performance on older iPhones.
Okay.
So that once your iPhone was not of a certain generation, to save the battery life, it was slowing down performance, which I'm sure seemed like a good idea to whichever Apple person thought it up. But people were like, what the heck are you doing with my iPhone? That is my iPhone. Don't be like,
right.
interfering with the iPhone. And at the time, previously, this was just something Apple did on their own without telling, and you couldn't make them not do it unless you went and then bought a new iPhone. evidently.
Okay,
which
so
seems like the kind of secret message going on there.
Right, subliminal, not even subliminal. I mean, that would make sense if you had the option to do it yourself so you could save your battery power or whatever, but just to have it done for you?
Yeah, but
not even, cool, Apple.
Yeah, and even now it's not like, it's an opt-out situation instead of an opt-in situation. So if you've got an old iPhone, it sounds like this will still be happening unless you specifically go in and turn it off.
Right. And many people, I don't know, who's going to, some people aren't even going to know they can opt out or
right, exactly.
rather than opting in.
Like if you're an older iPhone person and don't feel the need to, you know, upgrade every year, every other year, and you're like, you know what, I'm fine with my old iPhone because it still works and just don't, you know, look at the next newest thing that's happening in technology or even pay attention to what the new upgrades offer you.
Right.
You're still going to be dealing with this old battery performance for a while until...
I actually, now I'm thinking I need to talk to my father because he has an iPhone and it's not anywhere close to new. I don't even know what version it is. And he's fine with it. But if, you know, he gets frustrated with stuff. And so if it's slowing stuff down, he might just be annoyed and not knowing why it's annoying.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it's nice that they finally were like, okay, you know what? Oh, people don't like this. We'll give you the option. But the fact that it's still sort of, you have to know about this option to go turn it off. But in the meantime, we're still, without telling you, slowing it down kind of cancels out the awesomeness of it.
Yeah. Again, I say not cool, Apple. Not cool.
Not cool. Well, that's all we have time for today on the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Join us next time when we will be talking about falling space stations and cancer-causing coffee.
Oh, my. That
I know.
Sounds drastic.
A little scary, yeah.
Yeah, so join us for that. Maybe it's the apocalypse.
We'll see you then.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.